Welcome aboard, everyone. You are listening to Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We are a show about boating, everything to do with boating. I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine. Wolf Marine is a marina on the St. Croix River. We're located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater. We have slips ranging in size from 18 to 50 foot. If you have a boat in that size of range that you want to get on the St. Croix River, give us a call at 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. Give us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. And who do I have off to my port side here?
Well, I'm the co-anchor, co-whatever you want to call it, of this boating show with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. My name is John Tetzloff, and yes, I am with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. You know, we sell used boats, so we're looking for good listings to sell. And if you want to buy a good boat, we definitely have it. We're located at Stillwater Marina 575 Main Street North. If you're familiar with the area, we're right in front of the West Marine Store. I think a lot of the marinas like to shop and get their toys and supplies there. Another free ad for them. But TetzloffYachtSales.com, 651-214-9463. We have a great Facebook page. And here we are on the radio, the Killer Bee.
It is the Killer Bee. And yes. It is November.
It is November.
Just past Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And how are the boat interest in boat sales still?
You know, it's still going strong. I'm going to talk about some iconic boats that I just sold recently. If you're a St. Croix boater, maybe even, down to the Mississippi. The boat sales are still going, obviously not as strong. Had another fantastic year. It's just crazy how many boats Tetzloff Yacht Sales sold again. We're just at 81.
Yeah, and that is amazing. And I have to admit also that we did have a spectacular year ourselves. The slip rentals for our marina were way up. I think I've mentioned it in the past. If you are interested in a slip on the St. Croix, especially at Wolf Marine, which is, the premier marina on the St. Croix River, don't hesitate. A lot of them are going to sell out this year, the 2019 summer. Don't wait. Give Ashley a call down at the marina. Again, 651-439-2341. But again, it's mid to late November already.
It is. It's crazy. Like you said or asked, I still have some folks looking at some boats and want to buy. And, prior to the holidays, and they can get their boat thing out of the way, concentrate on the holidays. And then after that's over, we got the boat show, and then they can get back to their boat, maybe do some winter work on it or planning and get ready for the spring. So it never stops. We do sell boats over the winter, and I'll kind of explain how we do that. Obviously, we can't put them in the water and do the sea trial or test drive as they do in the car business. But how we do it is you can buy the boat, and I will take funds from the seller and put them in an escrow account and hold them in the escrow account over the winter. So that ensures, make sure that the owner or the seller of the boat is going to summarize that boat, make sure all the systems are going to be working and everything, and put it in the water, and we can take it out for that sea trial. If there's any issues with the boat, funds from that escrow account are going to be used, to take out and fix those issues. And you know what? I've been doing this for a while now, and there's really never been many issues over the winter. Sometimes a bilge pump will fail to work. There's some minor, very few major issues have happened. And I'm sure you've seen that too.
Yeah, I think most people have credible mechanics and marina operators winterize their boat, that's the main thing. You want to make sure that somebody who knows what they're doing and who is credible and insured, which is
exactly
a big thing.
Exactly.
Winterize the boat, and most people do a good job at that. And once you have a professional that winterizes the boat and summarizes it, generally there are no major problems with the major components of the boat: the engine, the water systems, the air conditioners, so on and so forth. But occasionally, things do go bad. Bilge pump, like you said, I've had a light or two go bad. I think I had mentioned earlier in the show that I jumped in my boat one day on the 4th of July, I think it was, and took off, and come nighttime, I turned my lights on and my bow light didn't work.
Yep.
I did have a visit from our friendly St. It was Washington County Sheriff, and he assisted me on getting home safely. So
That was nice. That's what they're there for, to help out.
Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, occasionally you're going to have a thing or two that's going to be bad on them, but it's no different than any other thing, your household, your car, your whatever. But for the most part, I think they're all set and ready to go come spring.
You know, I see a lot showing the boats over the winter is the hydraulic steering will pop. And you go up there and you look under there and there's a little puddle or something under there. And that seems to be the most common thing that I see.
Yeah, sometimes on the hydraulic helms, there's a seal that goes around the steering where the steering rod comes through to the steering wheel. And sometimes that thing will leak a little bit, but for the most part, it's caused by the cold, extreme cold weather, seals shrinking up.
And not a big deal. I mean, it's an easy fix.
No, it is not a big deal. And that's, again, you call your local mechanic. I guess we could put in a plug for some of our past ones, but Sam's Marine Performance, they do a lot of work at our place, and he could come down there, fix that up for you.
Yeah, and if you got some fiberglass work done, we've got Hassis Boat Repair, and you know they can do some prep work in the fall, and they can even bring some stuff to their shop, and then they can finish it up. If it's too big to move, they can finish it up in the spring. However they do it, they get around, they do a good job.
Yeah, they do, and you know, We haven't really had any buff and wax and cleaning people on yet, and I think we're going to start pressing for some of them to come on the show and maybe throw us a buck or two for advertising.
There you go. And the thing is with them is they're so dang busy. There's just not enough of those guys the companies. They're male and female. They both do a great job. And just not enough of those entities out there. And the reason they don't come on the show, I think, is one, they said, well, we don't need to come on the show. I'm thinking, what do you mean? This is Tetzloff Yacht Sales and Wolf Marine.
Yeah,
you get on our show and you got it made.
This is the show.
Yeah,
this is the show to be on.
But I think there just needs to be a few more entities out there, and the ones that are out there, they do such a good job. But I just concerned with the weight that some of the boaters have to put in place to get their canvas done and their boat cleaned and everything else. It's just hard.
That's the other thing. The canvas work, it's kind of a work of art for those that are really good at it. They are true professionals. It's an art form. I've seen some that can get the work done, but it's not what I would consider an art form.
There's some tough ones.
Yeah, there are a few out there that can really do the work, but I'll tell you what, if there's somebody out there that wants to get involved in the marine business, right now, I gotta believe the canvas work and reupholstery work on boats would be the business to get into.
For sure.
And I would like to mention, just since I'm here and I can throw a quick plug in, I do have a building that I'm trying to rent that would be ideal for that particular business. Or if you are a person that's looking to start up a business for contracting, plumbing, electrical, something like that, the building is located in Somerset, Wisconsin, which is in the East Metro. It's a growing community. It'd be a great place for somebody to start a business and go from there. So if it's something you're interested in, the building is 21 by 60. It's got an office area, little kitchenette, bathroom, shower. It's got the whole works. It's got a great workshop area. Give us a call at the marina and ask for me. Again, 651-439-2341. Kind of a plug for me, I guess, huh?
Right, no problem. We can handle that. Well, I'm going to plug that. I think I mentioned that I open up an office in Prescott at Miss Croy Marina. And you know what? I'm going to really push now to hire somebody to be a broker and kind of handle the area down there. The office is all set up. I've been kind of going back and forth between there and Stillwater and setting it up. It's a nice facility down there. It's not quite the Wolf facility, but it's right there, pretty close.
Yeah.
But no, the location is nice. So I mean, if you're thinking of if you wanted to get into sales and a very successful sales company, I mean we I don't pat myself on the back here, but we outsell everybody all the time since I've been doing this. And again, it's just hard work. It's nothing magic. You just put your head down and do the job. So anyway, if you're interested in maybe a career change and you're looking to work in a nice area down in Prescott, it's a full service marina down there. It's right on the south end of town. And like I said, the office is set up and ready to go, give me a call, 651-214-9463, email jat787@cs.com, and we'll talk and see if we can get something worked out.
Yeah, and along with that, I'd just like to mention we have what we call the Midwest Marine Association. It's a association of marina operators and owners. I think there's 26 marinas involved. We're located on the St. Croix, Mississippi, Minnetonka, Lake Superior, and we get together a few times a year, and we talk about the need for people in the marine industry. And if you are a younger person, or even, you know, you don't have to be so young, but if you want to be retrained to get into the marine industry right now, we are begging for people to work. Anything from, like we had mentioned earlier, canvas work, upholstery work, to the mechanical end of it, there are jobs out there to be had. Look into it, get trained, and apply, because the marine industry right now really needs some good quality people that know exactly what they're doing. Get into it. Again, check it out. If there's a school around where you can get trained, I think, does Century, what is it called now? But anyhow, I know they
Century
have...
Century College now, I think, yeah.
I think they have some good mechanical stuff for marine training. So check it out. Marina industry needs people right now.
Crazy. It's crazy. You're right. And like you said, Century College, I'm a graduate of Lakewood Community College and Northeast Metro. They were the ones that were now... completely Century College. They have good programs out there, and I know some people that have went through the marine side of it. So check it out. And sounds like we're coming to the end of our first half. It kind of goes by fast when we're kind of shooting the breeze here and giving you some good information. Again, my name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. It's 651-214-9463. Website is a good website. It's TetzloffYachtSales.com. It's JAT787@CS.com is the website. If you want to check it out, that would be great. And?
Hey, I'm Eric Wolf, the co-owner of Wolf Marine, like I've mentioned many times before. Again, we are located 1 mile north of Stillwater, Minnesota, at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. We are a marina on the St. Croix River. We do rent slips. None of our slips are owned. It's a privately owned marina. Probably one of the last larger privately held marinas on the St. Croix. Give us a call if you want to get on the St. Croix and do some boating next summer, the summer of 2019. Again, 651-439-2341. Check us out on the internet at wolfmarine.net. And if you are into the email thing, info@wolfmarine.net. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
A convenient location in Protected Bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking of getting out on the water in your new boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you're looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else. And with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, the Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will help you find the best boat for you, and because my name is the name on the sign, I will work hard for you before and after the sale. Come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the second half of Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. As mentioned earlier, We are a show, one of the very few in the country, because we have done our research and we have been told, so we're going with it. One of the very few boating shows in the whole country, and you are privileged, hopefully, you feel that way, to hear one right here in Minnesota and Wisconsin. My name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. It's TetzloffYachtSales.com. That's the website to see all of our boats for sale. Our email is JAT787@CS.com. Contact number 651-214-9463. And we are located at 575 Main Street North, right downtown on the north end of downtown Stillwater. We're looking for boats to list, to sell, and if you're looking for that boat to buy, we have it. And if you're looking for a place to put it, the guy right next to me.
Yep, I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine, as I've said many, many times before. And again, yeah, I have mentioned many times that don't delay on giving us a call if you're looking to get your boat on the St. Croix River. I know for the smaller boats right now, the selection is going down rapidly. We still have, even though we're in mid to late November here, we still have people called daily checking on slips and prices and availability. You know, we'll have some slips. It's unfortunate for some of these people that are coming in that they have the smaller boats. We end up putting them in a little larger slip. It costs them a little bit more money, but the important thing is that they are on the river and they will be able to boat on the St. Croix. So, yeah, don't delay. Give us a call, 651-439-2341. Ashley is our office manager down there. She's the person that you'll probably be talking to, and she is very capable of helping you out.
That is a good thing, and I know for a fact that she is good at helping people out. You know what? I also want to pat myself on the back a little bit here, and as I mentioned before on the show, that Tetzloff Yacht Sales was voted the best boat dealer of 2018, and that is really cool, and I just so proud that that the company received that. And it's, and again, there's no magic involved. It's just hard work. I'm not that special, but I just like to put my head down and make sure that everybody gets what they're looking for. And when they call Tetzloff Yacht Sales, as a buyer and a seller, that they both come away as happy as they can be. I treat every buyer and seller the same, whether it's a $5,000 boat or a $500,000 boat. I want to make sure that both sides come out happy. And again, Boat Dealer of the Year is a fantastic award, and we're very proud to have won that.
And I'm proud of you.
Yeah, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And again, you know what? I think part of the success is going to be related to the radio show. Like I said, nobody else is doing it, and this is basically in the whole country, and we're doing it right here between us here in a little town of Stillwater, Minnesota. You know, we recorded out here in Ramsey, Minnesota, but we're the land of 10,000 lakes and rivers.
Absolutely. So, yep.
We're doing it.
And numerous boats.
That's right.
And some that are for sale and some that are looking for a home to put them in.
More boats per capita in Minnesota than any state in the whole country.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And, we want to talk about the boat show coming up. We both have a booth out there. We're in booth 78 again.
Yeah, and I'm going to be in booth 1425.
There you go, and we can look at each other. We're very close to each other. I mean, we can throw popcorn at each other if we wanted to.
Yeah.
So you can check into him.
Not that we do, but we could.
Yeah, pea shooters, whatever it is. But anyway, we're in booth 78, and the boat show starts January 24th and runs through the 27th. And this weekend, you can buy one ticket, get one free. Through the boat show, and that's the MinneapolisBoatShow.com. Again, if you want to go to the show, now is the time to buy those tickets. You can buy one, get one free at MinneapolisBoatShow.com.
That sounds like a great deal. And who wouldn't want to buy one, get one free, and come see us?
That's right. And you know what? Even if you don't get in on that deal, contact us, TetzloffYachtSales.com, and I'll see what kind of deal I can work out for you.
That sounds like a good one. Maybe I'll be contacting you.
That's right. Well, we get free. We get six free.
Yeah,
tickets. I do anyway. You probably get more.
No, I get six free also.
Oh, do you?
But
okay.
That six free cost me just a little bit.
Yeah, they're not free.
They're not free.
Yeah, we won't talk about that. But anyway, you know what? I wanted to talk about a couple of iconic boats that I just recently sold. If you're a St. Croix boater, and you know these boats have probably, you know, I know they have been on the Mississippi. You've seen these boats. They've been around for a long time. And one is the Beanie's houseboat that they had rented out since 1998. It was a 97 52-foot Monticello that they've had there since 1998. If you've been on the St. Croix, you've seen that thing going up and down the river, pulling up to a beach, you know, camping out, whatever. But they finally decided that it was time to move on. I got that thing listed over the summer and just finally sold it. And it's going to stay in the area. It's going to move to St. Paul, so it'll be on the Mississippi. The current owner who just bought it is going to kind of refurbish it and use it as a family boat. And they're very excited. I mean, it's an iconic boat. It's been around for a long time.
It is, and it's a very large boat also. It has to be somewhere around 57, isn't it?
Well, 52, but overall, it's probably, you know, like you said, it's closer to 57 with you know, the swim platform and the outboards that are on it.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, pretty cool to be selling that one. The other one is a 45-foot Bayliner motor yacht out of the Stillwater Marina. It's called It's a Wonderful Life. That thing's been there since 1993. So, and it's an with the same owner at the Stillwater Marina.
That's good.
Yep, everybody has seen. Well, not everybody, but most people that have been on the St. Croix for a long time has seen that boat going up and down the river. And that boat is actually going to be stored in Stillwater for the winter, but it's going to be moving to St. Louis by water in the spring. The current owners are overly excited to have bought that boat. And again, it's been the same owners since 1993. And kind of sad to see that one go, but that's, you know, it's part of the deal.
But what a fantastic trip that would be in a new boat for you, huh? Oh. Jumping the boat and going from Stillwater to St. Louis, what a fantastic trip that would be.
And they're coming out of a 30-foot cruisers in 1989, so they're moving up quite a bit. And you know, like you had said earlier, another 45 Bayliners, those are sweet boats.
Yeah, the layout in the Bayliner line there is just, it's probably, in my mind, it's probably one of the best layouts of any boat that's ever any manufacturer that's out there. Not saying that other manufacturers are bad, but Bayliner really did their homework when it came to the layouts of the boats, and I really think that they did a great job on them.
Yeah, they did, and they continue on at in the Meridian name. So if you're looking for a newer style like that, they're the Meridians, and I've got a couple of those for sale on my website,
hey.
A 40-footer and a 34-footer. So if you're looking for a nice Meridian, I've got those.
And just by chance, those are the size of slips that I'm trying to fill right now. The 40-foot slips, I still have a good selection of the 40-foot slips. I do have a really good selection of 35-foot slips.
Good.
So if you're interested in a boat, give John a call. Then once you buy that boat, give me a call.
Slide them right into those slips. So.
I like that idea.
Yeah. So I've got a few boats I just want to talk about here that I think would be interesting for potential buyers out there. You know, I mentioned that I sold some iconic boats. I've got another one. This one is a 48-foot, 1966-foot Chris-Craft Constellation that's been at the St. Croix Marina, for 35 years, I believe, by the same owners. It's called Happenstance, and if you've been on the St. Croix, you've seen this boat going up and down the river. This thing is gorgeous. The current owner, the family has just put in $80,000 to make sure that the boat is ready for the next owner. Beautiful boat. They're asking $89,900 for it. If you want a turnkey wood boat that is beautiful, This is the boat. And if you go to our website, TetzlaffYachtSales.com, check it out. It's a 1966 48-foot Chris-Craft Constellation. And I'm sure you've seen a few of those over time.
Oh, yes, we have. They are a beautiful boat. They are they do require a special owner. So
they do.
In my mind, the wood boats, it's tough on them up here in the area where they pull them out every year. Winter freezes them. That's a great boat for down south. If you're down around the Tennessee area, or you know, some a live aboard down there. That's ideal situation for a wood boat, is in the warmer climate where they can stay in the water all the time.
Yeah. You're right. Taking them in and out is tough, but yeah, they do it. And
yes.
You know, this boat has been maintained beautifully over the years that this family has owned it. So,
and I'd like to mention too, there's nothing that rides better than a wood boat. The ride of a wood boat is fantastic. But there again, I have to say it will take a special owner for a wood boat.
Oh yeah,
someone that appreciates it, likes to tinker. The beauty and the classic look of a wood boat, there's nothing else like it.
I'll tell you what, when it's nice like this one is, the looks are worth it just on that. So anyway, check that one out. A couple other ones I've got. I've got a 2003 Sea Ray Sundancer. It's a 42-footer. It's right next to my office right now. You know what? That thing is gorgeous. Only 400 hours on it. They just buffed out the hull, gave it a nice cleaning job inside the boat. So that thing is standing tall right now. They're at $149.9 for that, which is the best priced one in the country. So if you're looking for a nice Sundancer, a good size one that's clean with low hours, that is one to check out also.
And by chance, I just had a 50-foot slip open up where that one would slip right into it.
It would look dang good sitting in that slip. Yeah, I've got a 43-foot 1988 Wilcraft San Remo. That's a lot of boat for $46,900. They didn't make those for a lot for many years, but I'll tell you what, that is a lot of boat for $47,000.
And they are a well-built boat also.
Oh, yeah, they're solid. They'll break the ice that's out there now.
Maybe. I wouldn't want to try it.
Yeah. You know what? One more I'm going to mention is it's a 2,000 30-foot Donzi ZF Cuddy boat cabin owned by, it's owned by a local mechanic. They're asking $45,000 for it. That boat is sweet. That was next to my office for a couple of months this past summer. Then they took it back to the shop to do some work on it. But that boat is really nice and turnkey and ready to go.
Yeah, and we are coming to the end of the show here, so I want to give myself a quick plug. Again, my name's Eric Wolf. I'm the co-owner of Wolf Marine, located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater area in the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. Give us a call if you're looking to get on the St. Croix River, 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net. John, throw your plug in.
And here we are living the dream. We're on a radio station. When you're a kid, hey, that's what you wanted to do, and here we're doing it. And we're selling boats and owning a marina. I mean, I don't think it gets much better than that. I'm loving life. So anyway, Tetzloff Yacht Sales, tetzloffyachtsales.com, 651-214-9463. Have a great rest of your Thanksgiving weekend, everybody.